consider your Lord, that as he walked, so you shall walk. There shall be need of great intensity of purpose. At times, everyone shall rise up against you, simply to turn you from the course that I would put you on. It's written of me that I set my face like flint to go in the direction my Father had prescribed for me. If you will finish the course I have laid for you, you will have to set your face like flint. With great determination, you must walk in the course laid down for you. Many of your loved ones and those who claim to follow me who live with you will try to turn you from such a course. With many words that seem right to the natural mind, they will speak to you. Did not Christ rebuke Peter, who would turn him from the course the Father had prescribed for him? Understand these two things and meditate upon them solemnly. The persecution and the darkness shall be as great as the glory will be. In order to try to turn my people, the anointed ones, from the path that I have laid for them. Many will start, but few will be able to finish because of the greatness of grace that shall be needed to be able to endure to the end. The temptations and the persecution of your Lord will be continuous. He was tempted by Satan in many forms throughout his entire life and even to the cross, when the ungodly cried out, "If you are the Christ, come down from the cross." Don't think that there shall be a time of no persecution, for it shall be from the time of your anointing until the time of the end. Difficulties and great persecutions right to the end. The Lord must prepare you to be an overcomer in all these things, that you may be able to finish the course. The persecution shall increase, even as the anointing shall increase. In paths of judgment and righteousness shall the Lord God lead his people and bring them forth into the place which he has chosen for them. For the Lord has chosen a place for his people, a place of righteousness and holiness, where he shall encamp round about them. And all who will be led by the Lord shall be brought into this place of holiness. For the Lord delights to dwell in his people and to manifest himself through his people. The holiness of the Lord shall be manifest through his people. Let the Lord lead you, and he will lead you in difficult times. He led his people of the old days through the place where no man dwelt, where no man had passed through, a place of great danger and in the shadow of death. The Lord will indeed again lead his people through such places, and yet he will bring them out into a place of great glory. Understand that the way toward the glory is fraught with danger, and many shall fall to the right and to the left. Many shall camp on lesser ground. But the Lord has a place of holiness, and no unclean thing can dwell among his people. Put your trust in him, and he will bring you into such a place. He desires to bring his people into great glory, the like of which has never been seen, for what the Lord will do for those who put their trust in him. It is a place of darkness and danger that separates his people into the place he would have them walk. He will protect them from the voices that would turn them from his path. He will bring them through the dark places and through the treacherous places out into the light of his glory. He will rejoice greatly over his beloved and cause you to be filled with joy unspeakable. He seeks to lead his people into a new place of grace and glory, where he will indeed encamp among them. Put your trust in him, and he surely will bring you into this place. Don't be afraid of the days that are coming. But fear this only, that you shall walk in a manner pleasing to me. In this time I'm ordering and settling up my church, and it shall indeed be pure without spot or wrinkle. I will do work in my beloved that has not been seen since the foundation of the world. I have shown you these things that you may seek the Lord diligently with all your heart, that you may be a preserver of his people. Do not run to this one or to that one, for the Lord has so ordained that salvation come from him and him alone. You shall not turn to this shepherd or to that one. You shall not be a great, for there will be a great scattering upon the earth. Therefore look to him, for he will indeed make these things clear. You shall not look here or there, for the wells that once had water shall no longer have water. But as you diligently seek me, I shall increase your strength and your faith. that you may be able to be prepared for the time that's coming.